This item is also from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $37,055.84 to the Law Office of Michael A.I. Whitcomb for attorney fees incurred in the case with Milwaukee County versus Clark. And this went to the Committee on Judiciary, which approved this item on a vote of 4-2.
Mr. Brady.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I believe my memo is self-explanatory, but just to give you the highlights, as you know, Milwaukee County sued Sheriff Clark in January over the deputy sheriff layoffs. The court ruled that Corporation Counsel had a conflict of interest in that case. The county ended up hiring its own separate outside counsel, and of course the sheriff had to hire his own counsel. This is a situation where the sheriff was appropriately entitled to his own outside counsel under state statute. I believe the county is obligated to pay for the outside counsel. The only issue is whether the amount requested is the appropriate amount. We've had the invoice. You have the invoice. We've been through it. We believe the charges are appropriate. The hourly rates are consistent with the hourly rates that the county paid to its outside counsel, and the amount in total is consistent with the amounts paid to the county's outside counsel for this litigation. So we believe and recommend that you approve this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. Chairman Cullen, then Supervisor Schmidt.
Can you just give me a two-minute history of his failure to enforce the layoff notices and sort of then what occurred and then how the litigation occurred?
Well, in late 2011, following the adoption of the budget and in advance of January 1, the Department of Human Resources determined how many deputy sheriffs needed to be laid off as a result of that budget and sent layoff notices to those deputies. Following January 2nd, the sheriff essentially told those deputies to ignore the layoffs and to continue working. And as a result, the first or second week, I think it was the first week of January, on behalf of the county executive, our office went to court to force the sheriff to follow the layoff notices issued by the Department of Human Resources. Subsequent to that, there was an arbitration. The parties went to arbitration over the correct amount of layoff of deputies to be laid off. An arbitration award was issued. The amount was determined, and the litigation ended.
What was the amount that was?
I believe it was 48 deputies.
What were the two sides' position?
Well, I don't want to speak for the sheriff on what his position was. Generally speaking, I think he felt he was uncertain or unclear about what the appropriate number should be. The union's position in the arbitration had to do with the way the collective bargaining agreement was written, and it included a clause that we could take into account retirements that were achieved through the retirement window, for lack of a better word, or a retirement incentive that was offered in the collective bargaining agreement in November and December. We believe that those retirements reduced the number of layoffs by 10 or 12. The Deputy Sheriff's Association thought we should include retirements for the entire calendar year of 2011 and therefore reduce the retirements substantially further than that. And ultimately, the arbitrator agreed with our interpretation and found the number to be 48.
Can I just follow up?
Go ahead.
So if I understand this correctly, not having been here, the county board adopted a budget regarding these layoffs. The sheriff refused to implement that portion of the budget, had some dispute on it. This set off some litigation, caused us to pay Mr. Whitcomb $37,000. What was our outside legal counsel? Who was ours, and how much did we pay them?
Our outside legal counsel was Michael Beston Friedrich.
Just ballpark figure?
I believe the actual fees were higher than $50,000, but the contract was limited to $50,000.
Michael Best $50,000, then we're going to pay Whitcomb $37,000 because our sheriff didn't want to comply with the budget. And okay, I get it now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. See no motion. Supervisor, I didn't see whose hands were up first. Supervisor Joseph.
This is a case in which the judge found a conflict and therefore was appropriate the sheriff to have outside legal counsel, correct?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I would say that the issue of whether we needed Michael Best and Friedrich was governed by whether there was a conflict with the Office of Corporation Counsel. That's what caused the need for the county to have outside counsel. The sheriff needed outside counsel from the beginning. There was no way around that. Regardless of whether the Corporation Counsel had a conflict or not, he needed outside counsel.
We actually went and got outside legal counsel because Corp Counsel could not represent anyone in this.
According to Judge Carroll, yes.
So, in a way, this was necessitated because of judicial oversight. And then the next question is, did the judge review Whitcomb's fee statement?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, no.
So no determination was made on reasonableness?
Not by the court, no. The lawsuit has actually been dismissed. It's done.
It's certainly within the same ballpark as Michael Bess.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question about the on the fiscal note, statement says that an account will be determined by DAS and or the Office of the Comptroller to pay this amount. Has that been determined, and can it be taken from the Sheriff's Department, or is it expected to come from some other source?
Mr. Mansky? Mr. Comptroller? Good afternoon. Still morning. Good morning.
Yep. We have a check request that's sitting in my office right now from the Sheriff's Department that's been signed by them, charging the cost to the Sheriff's Department.
Okay. Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to clarify. The agenda shows that it was assigned to the Judiciary Committee.
Yes, and the vote was 4-2.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I would move to concur, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipscomb moves to concur with the action of the Judiciary Committee. Supervisor Stamper.
I got my question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I got my question answered by the Comptroller. Where's the money going to come from? Sheriff's Department. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? We have a motion to concur with the action and recommendation of the Judiciary Safety and Human Services Committee. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved on a vote of 7-1.
Thank you very much. Item